Steve, it's great to hear from you as well. Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's been a while. I always enjoy coming on your show and talking with you. Hope Jack Ham's doing well as well. I know you get to talk to him, but yeah, happy holidays to you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Appreciate you and the hard work you put in as well. Obviously, the first question I asked in the postgame show on Saturday was about turnovers. When you look at how the season has played out, what has been the domino effect of the turnover problem this team has had this season?
I mean, and I think they are minus nine, I believe. I think that's the turnover margin.
Minus nine and 51 points off of those takeaways.
Yeah, and I think that all of them are on the quarterbacks in some shape or form. It's either been interceptions or fumbles, and it's been at key junctures, and it's been in the red zone, and it's been defensive touchdowns. It's just been magnified. You know, the Big Ten is, you know, it's tough to win in the Big Ten when you don't turn the ball over, Steve. And you look at the schedule that they've played, Indiana, Ohio State, Maryland's obviously better. I mean, Iowa is a sound football team. A lot of those teams are. They make you beat them. And if you're going to turn the ball over against teams like that, your margin for error is almost non-existent. But yeah, they were. I thought some of the better teams the last couple of years have been very good at protecting the ball. And unfortunately, even starting with the Indiana game, you look at that first half with the mistakes, and you look at what happened in that game, and they win that game if they just are a little bit better at protecting the ball, and they win the Nebraska game as well. And we're talking about a much different season, but unfortunately, it's a problem that they have not been able to correct, and they've turned the ball over at the absolute worst time. And now it's just very unfortunate. They if they're just even in turnover margin, we're probably talking about a 2-3 team minimum, and it's a much different feel.
Right. I mean, that you could be talking maybe because of momentum, you might be 4-1.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
right.
Because suddenly, in other words, you feel better about yourself. There's a different vibe, different feel. You don't know. Could be 2-3, right. Could be 4-1, whatever, 3-2 something. But they'd be a team that people have a different thought process about. But that's what crushes them in all this is the giveaway takeaway. And not only that, in each of the last three games, the opponent's defense has scored a touchdown. Even worse.
Yeah, I mean, the Iowa game, the final score is 41-21, right? But Penn State in that first half, it's 7-3. And they're able to do some things. Obviously, they lost Devin Ford. They didn't have Pat Freiermuth. But, watching them on that long drive when they made it 7-3, I watched that drive and I thought, Penn State, even with their issues, they should win this game. And it's gone the other way, and they just have not been fortunate at all with that. But you're right, it's one thing to turn the ball over; it's another thing three straight weeks to give up a defensive touchdown. And Steve, it's really really hard to be competitive if you're going to do that on a regular basis. And what it's probably done to the confidence of the team. I mean, it has to have snowballed. And, I always go back to, that Indiana game. Indiana is a really, really good team. And I watched some of the Ohio State game where they gave Ohio State all they wanted. And, Penn State, at one point in that game, I thought they were about a 98% lock to finish them off. That was a good team. The defense played well. The offense had almost 500 yards. Sean Clifford in the second half of that game, I thought, gutsy, almost heroic performance. They did a lot of things right in that game, and it just seems like ever since overtime, it's just been a different Penn State team, and they just have not been able to get their footing. And unfortunately, you look at the rest of the schedule, it's just a very tough road that they face.
Yeah, and there's no question. What's happened, many of these turnovers have occurred in the first half. So what's happened is that it's not a question of just you playing uphill. Here's the part that's discounted that I never hear anybody talk about, because you're always concentrating. Penn State's mistakes in turning the ball over, especially in the first half, they have not, at that point, the opposition has not had to change how they want to play.
Right.
Because they've been the team in front. They haven't had to change their approach to the game because they're the team in front.
Yeah. I mean, going into the Iowa game, I think they had gone Ohio State, Maryland, and Nebraska. They were either behind or they were even. They never had a lead in any one of those three games. And they,
that's right.
And I think James talks about, you know, being disruptive, but they've never made the other team uncomfortable. You know, it's just, you know, there's been no duress, there's been no adversity. And Penn State, you know, their defense obviously has had some issues this year, Steve, but one of the things they've never had to play, they've never really played with a lead. I mean, very rarely late in the Indiana game and for a couple minutes, you know, Saturday at Beaver Stadium, and unfortunately they gave the lead back, but it's tough to dictate with the athletes that you have on defense when you're always behind, and the other team, you know, the other team has never really faced any adversity, and it starts with Penn State's inability to hold on to the football. And it's just been, I don't know, Steve, I've been covering the team since 2002. It's hard to put into words how many things have went against this Penn State team, because in my mind, there are 9, 10, or 11 players on this team, offense or defense, that's playing a lot, that I think are going to play in the NFL. And for them to be 0-5 and to lose it the way that they have, it's really, really hard to imagine that.
And when you look at the teams that played, the Iowa people will privately tell you their biggest concern was Spencer Petras trying to play from behind. Yeah, I talked to enough of them before the game. I'm not talking out of turn here. Same thing with Tagovailoa. And absolutely that was the feeling about McCaffrey. And Penn State never, again, it goes back to the turnovers, because there's where the domino begins. They never put them behind the football eight ball where they forced the opposing team's quarterback to then suddenly have to put it on their shoulders and win a game. They didn't have to. They had a comfort level in playing.
Yeah, Steve, and if you just, you know, you look at the next three games, and that's going to be the case too. If Penn State can get in a position where they can get up 7 or 10 points in the second half, and maybe they get some turnovers, or maybe the other team has some things go against them, you look at some of the quarterbacks they're going to face down the stretch, and you look at the quality of some of the skilled people they're going to face and the offensive lines they're going to face, if they can get in a position to be up 7 to 10 points, even 7 points, they can win all three of these games. But it's just, if something happens consistently for 5 games, it's just, I think doubt creeps in if you're on the Penn State side and you just wonder. But they need to get to a point later in the game where they can make the other team uncomfortable, and they got to force them maybe to play a style of football that they don't want to play. And for 5 games, you know, say for a couple of stretches against the Indiana game. I mean, the Indiana game, they only really made Indiana uncomfortable in the fourth quarter. You know, in the first half they were comfortable. Third quarter they were comfortable. But it's been 20 quarters of football, and the other team's probably been comfortable for 19 of them.
That's right. And that's a big part of it. Iowa, for example, I came into the game averaging, I think, around 383 yards a game offensively. They had about a 10-yard difference per game from passing to rushing. Pretty good balance in terms of yardage. Well, Saturday was an 11-yard difference between passing and rushing. And they didn't crack 400 yards in total offense in the game. But they were able to do. They were able to play their game because they weren't forced off their game.
Yeah, I really felt of the games that Penn State has played, I thought that they matched up so well with Iowa going into the game, and that was before, obviously, you heard the news about Freiermuth, and another big loss, and Devin Ford's gone after the first series, and that really impacts what they want to do trying to run the ball for sure. But, you know, one of the reasons why I thought Penn State had done so well against Iowa before Saturday is, you know, you always kind of know what Iowa wants to do. There's not a lot of trickery. There's not a lot of, I mean, the script kind of the same. The quarterback probably going to be in the pocket. You don't really have to worry about him running or extending plays, and all of that should help the defense. And you know, they get that 7-3 lead, they work hard for it, and you know, that second quarter, I think when Iowa scored, I think 21 points, and you know, Penn State's offense, just, you know, they got to the point where they were in short yardage situations, I think on three straight drives, and there was turnovers or failed conversions.
Yep.
And it spiraled again. It was in about a 6 or 7 minute span, Steve, the game went from, boy, Penn State looks like, they can win this game, to it's going to be, you know, they're going to have to dig out of another hole. And it was hard to see coming, and you don't usually see Iowa do that to a team.
I know the Penn Live suggestion box is always open. So what are some of the suggestions you're getting lately in the suggestion box?
Oh, boy. It's just, I don't know. It's really, I think a lot of people felt good about Penn State maybe beating Iowa and have it go that way. I don't know. I don't know. I just think that what's going to change, that they're running out of bullets quickly, Steve, in terms of, you know, good players, skilled players, and, you know, you just wonder how you can fix it. If you're not going to protect the ball, it really doesn't matter, you know, how good your offensive line is, or it doesn't really matter, you know, how good your two top corners or two top three corners are. You don't even know if Tariq Castro-Fields is going to play, and he's one of the better players on their defense. So right. I just, you know, I think if you're Penn State and you're James, I mean, no matter what happens in the next 3 weeks, you got to develop your younger players that you're like, whether it's Caden Wallace, whether it's Brandon Smith at linebacker, whether it's some of the younger players, maybe in the secondary. You know, they have, I really like Parker Washington, especially what he can do in the middle of the field. They haven't really been able to establish a third wideout all year, but, you know, that's not that unusual. But they have some players they like. The young tight ends, you saw a little of Theo Johnson and Bretton Strange. I mean, you have to get some positives out of this season. And to me, other than obviously winning a game, I just think that you at the last 3 weeks of the season, if they're going to play that Champions Week game, you want to see some of these young players, you know, get some experience and just kind of, you want to evaluate some progress. So that's what I'm going to be watching for, is I think they'd like some of these young guys, and I think these guys are going to have to help them in the next couple of weeks and next year. But when you're 0-5, and the turnover issues at quarterback have just been, like you said, they've been killing Penn State. I mean, to me, it's about the young player development, and hopefully, you know, in the second half of one of these games, you're going to see Penn State play with the lead, because we just haven't seen it.
Right, exactly. Bob, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Steve. Happy holidays.